Overthinking servants in charge of all affairs. Overthinking servants in charge of affairs. Why are unbelievers excelling in their fields of endeavor as they overpower Christians entrepreneurs? Why are servants overtaking princes? Princesses. This is because the latter, which is the servants, are not really doing what is expected from them. There must be a real reason why Christians who are exposed to the truth of God should not experience the blessings of God. If they are not experiencing the blessings of God, there must be something they are not doing right. There must be something they are not doing right. Because if your God is the God of the universe, He's the God that created everything. The Bible says the earth belongs to the Lord. You know, and everything in the earth belongs to Him. Death is in His footstool. Then the question is that, then why are we going through what we go through? For me, it is not because God intends to train you or build you for a higher prosperity. I think in a human sense, there is no reason why God wants you to even struggle. Glory be to God. So the question is, why are others doing well and you are not doing well? What is it that you are doing so wrong? What would be the reason why you are not seeing what you're supposed to see? You should think about it. Because if you don't do something about it, then the blessings some of us are enjoying, you will not be able to tap into yours. It is not too late for you. Then to somebody, it's not too late for you. So we want to look at that and then receive the blessings of God. The first reason why the servants of God are doing better is favor. Is favor. Favor. When people apply favor, they do better than those who are not with favor. Favor is God's blessing coming to you. God choosing you irrespective of who you are and in the capacity of where you are coming from. It's an unmerited grace upon your life. That is favor for you. So somebody can do better than you because the person has been favored. Instead for you to say, they don't like me, they don't want me, they don't, you should pray that God should favor you. Because that is that part which no man is involved. No man is involved. When somebody says, I favor this person, no human being is involved. Because it is God that stirs the heart and the affairs of man. So when God chooses someone and God says that, God says, I'm going to bless this person, and he causes people to favor this person, then it means that you should go for favor. Instead for you to blame people for your problems, ask God for favor. Because it is what makes it what I say. It is what makes the heart of men move in the direction of God. To do God's bidding is what we call favor. You need favor. If you want to do well as a child of God, you need favor. Amen. Look, you can be in the office. Now, when I was writing this book on Teraphim, one of the things that struck me was the scripture that says that servants are like horses and princes are walking on barefoot. As usual, we could interpret it that, I mean, I'm a difference with that. We could easily interpret it that it's a sign that something supernatural or demonic is happening. But I look at it and I say, why would hardworking people who are servants, God give them the place of those who deserve it? And in my studies and in the revelation God revealed to me, one of the key things is God favoring people. Look, Abraham was favored by God. It was not like Abraham did not have mistakes, but he was favored by God. Moses couldn't speak. It's not like, can you imagine God is calling a preacher who is going to talk and the person cannot talk, yet God favors him and says that be in charge. As you are sitting here, you may be very pretty. But when you are pretty without favor, when you are handsome without favor, who are you? There are people, it can see that it is favor that is keeping them there. That does not mean there is no room for hard work. You must pray for favor. Yes, some people shouting into that. Go on, Cairo. Genesis chapter 30, verse 22. And God remembered Rachel. When you serve faithfully in prayer and in the house of God, it is not possible for the omnipotent God to forget about you. It is not just possible. When you are a true servant, when you are in therapy, like I have been discussing this whole month, those of you who are talking, I'm hearing all different messages in different areas. When you are a therapy, you are a servant of God. One of the things that comes upon you is favor.
If you don't serve the house of God, you cannot receive favor. Favor comes upon people of God. The Bible says God remembered Rachel. She was barren. She could not give birth. Dressed in every way, but nobody's paying attention to you. So favor is important. I declare upon you.
Glory be to God.
May you be favored.
I said, may you be favored. When they are calling for other people, they will call for you. When they gather 10 people, they will choose only you. When they gather 100 people, it will be you. Receive the favor of God.
Now, the favor of God is able to deal with their weakness. It covers the places they cannot do anything about. So that girl is not as smart as you think she is. But trust me, if the favor of God come upon her, she'll get a better marriage than you. Sometimes the favor of God causes people to be envious of them. Come say, ah, as for you, your husband loves you. It's the favor of God. You go back home, you do all that you can do, and there's no favor on you. So your husband does not treat you well. So instead of giving all those excuses, work as the servant of God and create a supernatural favor of God upon your life. That will bring you and cover you in the areas that are reproach to you. When we say the word in the Bible, when we talk about reproach, it means onenso. If you bring it to Jesus, onenso. He is good, onenso. He is prayerful, onenso. What favor does is favor remove your nenso away. Because people could say that because of this, you are not qualified. But God will say, yes, but I favored her still. People could say, oh, the worst sinner. But God says that still I'm the one going to use you to preach the word, and I'm going to use you. And indeed, God will use the person to preach. So what human beings are thinking about their skills, their abilities, God is also thinking about who is here, who is ready to go down and send me to attract my attention. I pray in Jesus' name for you. They will give more excuses, but they will say, let her go inside. Let her sit on that seat. Let that man receive that place. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As you serve the Lord this month, as you amplify your ministry through service, as you build yourself rooted for God, I declare that favor shall be your portion. I said, I declare that favor shall be your portion. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Begin to find a prayer that the Lord should favor you. Come on, pray. Say, Lord, favor me. A car which is having a serious accident. A lot of them will die and they run with your life. You think it's joking? It is not the favor of God. It is not the favor of God. The interview you know you didn't do well will be the one who gives you the job. It's favor. If it's not the favor of God, there are many people in your village. How come you were moved into town and now you have become the best of the best? They tried to replace you, but all those that were replaced, they were not favored. So they called you back. Why? Because you were the one that was favored. Pray for favor. I can't hear you pray. Come on, be serious. Pray about it. turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 10, verse 2. Acts chapter 10. Verse 2. I declare you will be favored in the name of Jesus. Say, in Jesus' name, my place will not be taken. Say it. Come on, I can't hear you. Prophesy. Say it in faith.
Are you there in Acts? Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 10, verse 1. Oh, I can hear you. Acts chapter 10. Let's read. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, centurion of the band called the Italian, a good man and one that feared God with all his. Evidently, about the ninth hour of the day. What is the ninth hour for a Jewish person? It's the last time a Jewish person. Whilst he was praying, he is not a Jewish person. He is a Roman. Whilst he was praying, look at what happened to him. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayer and thy arms have come up for a memorial before God. Now, it's my prayer that God will remember you like this. First, people struggle even to have a vision. He is encountering super visions. He's able to recall the time of the visitation of the angel of God. How many of you have seen angels before? Lift up your hands. In your dreams. Ha! And not just my force, but also so. Glory be to God. But it's surprising, actually. I can't be in a prophetic church and can't have dreams and visions. But while the guy was praying, he had a vision. A vision, clear vision. He was hearing my God. He was not born again yet. He was just practicing and copying what the Christians have been doing. He was just copying them. You see what I'm talking about? There is somebody in your house. A person has been seeing you going to church, coming in, serving God. The person will use you in prayer and God will bring you another person. But if you don't take it, the one that has been praying a lot can be upon them. Are you understanding what I'm talking about?
Yes.
One of the things I want to tell you is that God favors people irrespective of where they are coming from. Irrespective of baby, I will free. The only thing is be available to serve the Lord. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I declare that may God favor you like Cornelius.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The next one is patience. Can you keep him? Patience. When God favors you, one of the next things you need to consider is you need to be patient. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody to be patient.
Patience.
Our example is David. God decided that he will replace David. Sorry, Saul. With David. He told David that that replacement will take over about. In fact, when David became a king, was 30 years. So 12 years, let me give at least 12 years, David have to patiently wait for the prophetic word to come to pass. God is going to bless you.
Amen.
Some people, they are not patient in waiting on the Lord. So they rush and they get themselves into trouble. When you read the Bible will naturally make you someone who waits on God. One of the ways as an uncommon servant you will experience a radical blessing is when you are patient for your time. If you rush, you will miss it. You don't need to compare yourself to others and by rushing, make mistakes. People have made mistakes in their marriage, they are paying price for it. People have made mistakes in their career, they are paying price for it. Would you also rush so that you pay the price for it? Can't you see the examples around you enough for you to wait on God? A young lady, a young guy, you just started SS, or you have just finished SS, and you can see how the person is everywhere, rushing. And very soon you see their poster on the wall, going for juju. Instead for you to be waiting on God in prayer, go open the next chapter of my life, whether school, whether vocation. Instead for you to be waiting on God on prayer, you see the person everywhere. Give the person 5 years, 10 years, you see the person is doing the same place. I can give you human examples of such people. They rush everywhere. What did you give? 5 years, they are still where they are. No change whatsoever. So don't let the devil deceive you. That's why one of the things why the servants are overtaking the people in charge is those servants are patient. They are waiting for the timing of God in their life. If it is not time for you to have a relationship, why force yourself in a relationship and get yourself some headaches and unnecessary disturbance that is worrying you and will delay you? And by the time after 5 years of all the pressure, all the trouble, you come back and start again, again, and again. Instead for you to just listen and be patient. You said you are grown. You know everything better than all of us. Even when we advise you, cry, you won't listen. This is one of the reasons why somebody will overtake you and get better blessings than you. If you think you can't wait on God, then it means you don't trust God. Turn to somebody and say, learn to be patient and wait on God.
Those who are serving God.
Sometimes the deception from the devil, I mean, we should blame the devil, it's not them. It's so easy and so cheap. It's a joke. David waited patiently. They rushed to put him on the city. Most of the times, people are not patient. Especially, look, there are people, they are serving God, and other people advise them to stop serving God. Look, there are people who advise people to be wicked to people. Some are here. You must repent. You see, let me tell you where people are fine. People are funny.
Hallelujah. God.
Me and Nigeria, I'm in the Casa. We will practice experience of telling you. You sit there and don't listen to the advice I give.
Chief Osha. You say, don't tell me Osha, but no one say, wait, you're so chair. Who want to create me?
Glory be to God. I want you to be on your feet. Walk to somebody and say that you must serve in prayer. Serve in prayer.
Serve.
Say, stop serving in people alone. Stop serving. Yes. Say, be like Pastor David.
God knows the way.
So he will.
Begin to pray.